Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this.
Win FM, welcome to Covering the Canvas. I'm your host, Jesse Beard, who ironically doesn't have any facial hair. I am joined here tonight by the Covering the Canvas team, Australian wrestling legend, pillar, saver, showstopper, main eventer, icon, 1989 Market Square Lego building competition, and all-around nice guy, Shane Hero.
That is the best intro ever, and you've talked over it, Steve.
Should we just start again?
Until I get an intro like that, I'm going to do it every week. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. That's all we've got time for. My intro.
One of those fancy haircuts and nephew of Chuck Norris. Commissioner Norris?
I'm looking at
Are you actually a relative of Chuck Norris?
I am.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How's old Chuck going?
Good.
And man with a camera and one of Australia's best photographers and also one of the handful of British people in Australia, yep. Steve Bradford.
Apparently there's at least two of us.
At least.
At least.
Oh, we're just discussing Game of Thrones because there's too many Australian wrestling podcasts. So.
Exactly. We need to branch out into something that's not being covered by other podcasts.
What were you saying, Steve? He was saying ghost as his last word?
Yes. Anyway, let's digress.
All right, let's start with some local news. OCW was this past weekend with Slade Mercer and Gabriel Wolf defeating Adam Brooks in a handicap match to win the OCW Tag Team Championships. Also,
why was it a handicap match? Anybody know?
I think Crackers was injured.
Crackers wasn't wrestling.
Crackerjack. Not there. That's disappointing. More places need to get Crackerjack in.
Yeah.
Also, Adelaide's own Grimm beat PWG star Joey Ryan.
Joey Ryan, King of Sleaze.
Very cool to see him in Australia. Cool guy. All reports I've heard, he's just a nice guy.
Speaking of facial hair, has a wonderful moustache.
One of the really best. Does. One of the best moustaches.
Right up there with Mr. Norris.
International news. With many people speculating that Dolph Ziggler will leave the WWE soon, his contract expires in a few months. A former writer compared Dolph Ziggler to a former WWE superstar during the latest episode of MLW Radio. Former WWE creative writer Kurt Bauer commented on the rumours around Ziggler, comparing his situation to John Morrison. Dolph Steele is up in a few months, and he's indicated informally that unless he gets a big push, he may leave like Mondo.
You know, that's very similar to what I remember a few years ago when CM Punk's contract was almost up.
Yeah.
And similar sort of speculation, which led to the actual the infamous pipe bomb promo leading into his big, very long, lengthy title run. So, I mean, it might go perhaps that direction where maybe he will get this push that he's been long overdue for.
I don't think the threat of him, you know, him saying, if I don't get a push, I'm going to leave sort of thing, is that big news, because I'm sure everyone towards the end of their contract is probably saying similar.
Yeah.
And let's be honest.
Just to try and, you know.
Yeah, and look, if they really wanted him there, they'd probably be pushing him.
Yeah.
So they're not
it's not
suddenly...
like when he was a world title contention, when he actually did have a title. No, he's a little bit of like a mid-carder.
Yeah.
What's his options? Where does he go?
Well, that's the other thing as well.
Could do a Trent Beretta and have a few good matches in indies companies.
I suppose it depends what his focus is, whether he wants to be, you know, the big star on TV, or whether he's squirreled his money away sensibly, or...
Well, that's a good question. I always think about Funaki from, like, SmackDown 2001.
Number one announcer.
Number one announcer Funaki. What's he doing now? Why... How... You don't see him on the indies. He doesn't need to be making money. What has he done? Do you reckon he just squirreled a bunch of money away, or...
Very good question.
There's a lot of people like that. Tajiri? In a way, he still wrestles on the Indies.
Yeah, he's over in Japan now.
Yeah. I was just saying, like, Asian names.
Well, you sort of will get guys who see, obviously, you know, WWE is the pinnacle. That's their high point in their career. You're not going to top that. If they're happy with what they've done, they'll bow out on top. You know, there is the option of, obviously, if you feel you're towards the end of your career, someone like A-Train, who recently then moved on to the... or Tensai, as he was more recently known, moved on to the developmental area of WWE and is now head trainer there. I mean, you know, depending on where you feel you're at in your career, there's a lot of options. I mean, even Japan is a pretty good option for someone who wants to be a big, not necessarily even an indie star. You know, Japan is a viable career option for guys these days. So,
I mean, he's a huge talent. He's got an amazing look, you know, so... I figure any company would just snap at the chance to.
Absolutely.
Platinum Wrestling, perhaps.
You know? Ziggler, Dolph in there in the Impact Zone.
Impact Zone.
Indie talent Drew Gulak was said to be the star of the recent WWE Triad Camp. Gulak is best known for his work in ZZW. Now, this is awesome for myself to hear because I'm a big Drew Gulak fan. I don't know if you guys actually know who he is.
I have no idea
who he is. No idea who you're talking about.
He's been, he headed the anti-deathmatch regime for a while. He just did some really cool heel stuff in CZW.
Okay.
He even did, a fair bit of deathmatch stuff, which was cool to see. Like, he doesn't look like a deathmatch guy, but he really can wrestle as a deathmatch guy.
Who was that last guy from CZW who you were excited about who got to WWE and then just became a ref?
Yeah, well, Dean Ambrose was a pretty big CZW guy.
True, he was, yes.
And IWA. A lot of drunken...
Yeah, where's he these days?
Yeah, that's it. I win. And PWG and Evolve star Johnny Gargano worked a dark match at NXT tapings. Gargano faced off against Yuha Nation. That is awesome. Two huge indie names for PWG... in a WWE ring. That's like El Generico versus Kevin Steen, or better known as. No, that's awesome to see. Like, that's, what is that, three indie names? Four, no, two, sorry. Three indie names in the news.
Well, have they emptied Ring of Honor completely now? To start turning to perhaps PWG.
Just as Ring of Honor gets a TV deal with Destination America, which is doing amazingly, like way better than TNA, where do they go from there? What do they do? Like, do you reckon that's really annoying for Ring of Honor to?
You know, it almost strikes me as an almost identical situation to what happened with ECW back in the day, and I really hope for Ring of Honor's sake that it fares better.
Yeah.
Because getting a big time TV deal on what was previously the network that was airing Raw for ECW ended up being their complete undoing because they just weren't prepared. Yeah. And it came at a time when both WCW and WWE ended up raiding them of all of their top talent pretty much. Now you've got to think that in probably the last 12 months or so, you've had a lot of top talent from Ring of Honor being taken by WWE. So yeah, it's almost mirroring the ECW situation almost completely. So.
It's cool to see. It's a double-edged sword because then we lose our indie guys, but then we also have the guys from WWE who might not necessarily done amazing in WWE coming onto the indies, which we're going to touch on this later.
Yeah.
Coming from WWE to the indies and doing like amazing stuff, and then you got guys from the indies going into WWE doing amazing stuff.
And also, I mean, it is good to see the indie guys sort of coming through to WWE because there was a phase probably, you know, mid-2000s where WWE wouldn't touch guys from top independent companies.
Until this year.
Yeah, exactly. They were just trying to create their own stars, which would have varying degrees of success. You know, for every John Cena they'd create a bunch of guys who I can't even think of names off the top of my head to give as an example. Maybe Luther Reigns, perhaps.
Create 12 of those, yeah.
You know, guys who were just completely unmemorable. Cookie cutter.
Oh, yeah. People love Captain Jack Sparrow at the moment. Let's make one.
You know, guys who was all 7 foot tall, had tribal tattoos and cool looking hair, and you churn out 20 of those and not a single one of them stands out.
And Ring of Honor just proves that you don't need to be, you know, 10 foot tall and built like a condom full of walnuts.
Yeah.
You know? And, I think, I don't know if it's in your notes there, but congratulations to Jay Lethal, who just won their heavyweight championship while still being their TV champion. Mm,
yes, that was the next thing in my
Sorry,
notes.
Stealing your thunder.
Yes, very cool to see. Yeah, he's a tiny dude. He's like my height. And yeah, he's the top of their company, which is awesome to see. He's following names like... Who else have been Ring of Honor champion? You've got like J&J Security, Jamie Noble and Joe Mercury. I'm pretty sure they both were. I know Jamie Noble was. But like...
Should have Wikipedia'd this before.
Yeah, should have. CM Punk, little guys. But I guess that's also with Jay Lethal. He's also already done the rounds. Not in WWE necessarily, but he's a pretty well-known name.
Yep.
Pretty amazing talent, doing the Macho Man character for a long time.
Exactly.
Awesome. Let's...
Does a pretty cool... Ric Flair too.
Let's move on to our next segment, Keeping Up with Power Udi. Amazing. Gets better and better each week.
One of my finest efforts, that collaboration there with Power Uti. I'm extremely proud of that. That's taken up my entire evening.
Yeah, you should be.
Together.
You're actually late to the show because you were making that. That was awesome.
Priorities.
That was very. You could have rocked up now and been like, hey, man, I've got this. And I'd be like, that's totally cool. Because that was amazing.
Thank you.
Take it away, Shane.
And of course... Great Power Uti, CWA World Heavyweight Champion, CWA United States Champion, and leader of Bullet Club Nigeria, the Nigerian wrestling legend himself, was this week apparently on a flight to America.
What?
I'm trying to get details on exactly where the great man was heading, but it appears there may be a couple of tweets that have been deleted along the way. He's... Things pick up with... 3 days ago, the comment of "I cannot sleep on this plane," so the, you know, he was a bit upset there. Followed by shortly after, "I do not actually want to open a door; it is just exaggerating." So apparently, Great Power Uti has probably had the sense to delete some tweets at some point, threatening to be opening up the door of a plane in midair. Even if you are a Nigerian wrestling legend, I don't think anyone anywhere these days takes kindly to the threats of a giant, angry Nigerian wrestler threatening to suck everyone out of an airlock just because he's a bit bored and can't get to sleep. Yes, he did follow up with, of course, instead he will order a drink. The service on Delta is always very good. So,
how's he getting service?
Well, you've got to figure the guy has just threatened to, open up the door midair. You know, some guys fall off the wagon. Great Power Uti falls out of a plane in midair.
Moving airplanes. Yeah.
When he drinks hard. But of course, he was also over the top of Alaska at some point, pointing out that he will defeat any grizzly bears that he may happen to see from several thousand feet in the air with his bare hands. So. Don't think you're going to get away, grizzly bears.
There, yeah,
oh, yeah. Just because you're on the ground, grizzly bears, doesn't mean you're safe from Great Power Uti. If he decides he's coming after you, he will. He doesn't get to be the leader of Bullet Club Nigeria for nothing. But obviously, we've established that grizzly bears are no threat. Falling out of an aeroplane, being sucked out the airlock, is no threat. But he finishes this week with the fact that Great Power Uti's only weakness is jet lag.
Oh,
so.
When
Hero V Uti 2 happens one day, I now know his number one weakness. His only weakness.
Make sure the match is here. Yeah.
Jet lag.
Give us a call at 9919-8089. We're going to take our first break and we'll be back after this.
Come to the side of the When I sit alone, come and get a little known. But I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky. And I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on. All my life to sacrifice. Hey, oh, listen what I say. I really can go to the well once more time to decide on. When it's killing me, when will I really see all that I need to look inside? Come to believe that I better not leave before I get my chance to ride. When it's killing me, what do I really need? All that I need to look inside. Hey, oh, listen what I say. Oh, come back and hey, oh, look at what I say.
Brad Richards, and when I'm not combing my beard, shampooing my beard, looking at my beard, reading Batman comics, I'm listening to 88.9, covering the canvas and crying, wondering what the hell is wrong with my life.
Deep in the heart of the Yarra Valley, Victoria, there's a place that special needs animals call home. Gunya Animal Healing Sanctuary is no ordinary place. It is a fully registered charity, but from the moment that you enter Gunya, you can feel there's something different in the air. Maybe it's the interspecies communication. The alpacas, the sheep, the horses, miniature ponies, dogs and cats all live in harmony. There are no barriers, and all these animals know and appreciate that without Gunya, they simply would have no place to live. It takes love, patience, and and money to keep this sanctuary operational and to keep these animals under one roof. Without any government funding, Gunya needs your help and it needs it now. Please help by donating at www.gunya.org. All donations over $2 are tax deductible. On behalf of the animals at Gunya, thank you.
Hello, this is Richard Branson. Every year, 18 million printer cartridges end up in landfill. And to stop this, Planet Ark is recycling cartridges from 9,000 Australian companies. Virgin has joined this campaign, and now you can too. Just drop your old cartridges into the Planet Ark recycling bins at Australia Post or Officeworks. All types of printer cartridges will be accepted. So, don't throw them away. Throw them Planet Ark's way. It's a little effort for a big result.
WinFM has a new website with a full program guide, streaming links, program pages, and now with podcasts for every show. Check it out at winfm.org.au.
This is Impact Wrestling superstar Rob Terry, and you're listening to Covering the Canvas.
Seventeen and a half years old, worrying about Runaway Inc's Mike Burr, and you're listening to Covering the Canvas on 88.9 Win FM. If you've got a problem with that, then f*** you.
Yeah, I'm burning it up. DPGC, you should be turning it up. CPT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang us in the club, baby, you got to get up. Cause homies, thug homies, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for show. Slip my girl a 44 when she crapping the back door. Chickens looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in the smother, just a swank in my head. Trick, quit talking, crip walk if you down with the sick. Take a bullet with some grip and take the smoke on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if you happen to get cracked, trick, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving your stress. It's the one and only Eagle Double G.
Swirl. 88.9 Win FM. Welcome back to Covering the Canvas. I'm your host, Jesse Beard, joined here by the Covering the Canvas team. Steve, you're an original OG. You know what OG stands for?
Squirrel.
Original gangster.
No, orange so juices.
You can't make up three lines on the spot.
Juices doesn't even start with a G. Orange gooses.
Let's jump straight
in. They're friends with the squirrels that chick was talking about in that song.
This story is actually getting a lot of traffic at the moment. I'm very surprised. On the monthly Stone Cold podcast, guest Paul Heyman turns tables on the Texas Rattlesnake to discuss on a potential dream match between Stone Cold and Brock Lesnar.
Would you like to fight Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania 32?
Ass. If I was going to fight Brock Lesnar, I'd beat his ass. And you know that as well as I do, Paul. You sit there with that little grin on your face. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to, but I think you know how this is going to go down.
Well, I mean, and shouldn't it, though? The toughest SOB in WWE history versus the baddest dude on the planet. And I don't know if you've heard this, but WrestleMania 32 is in your home state of Texas. Now, where better than to have the Rattlesnake against the Beast, but in Texas with 100,000 people?
You know, obviously, that'd be a great place to settle a score. And, you know, here's the thing, you know, I'd have to think about it. You know, but I think the person who'd really have to think about it would be Brock Lesnar. Because I don't think that he'd want to take all the momentum, all the good stuff that you guys have done, and then to roll into 105,000 people to Texas Stadium, AT&T, Cowboy Stadium, whatever you call it,
and
get his ass smoked.
Why don't we call him?
Call him.
Firstly, do you think this match will happen? It has the potential to work, or could it be a train wreck? Secondly, do you think that because we're in the new second screen experience age, we could maybe see more matches announced on other platforms than weekly WWE TV? First question, let's take it back.
I reckon it could happen. But
well,
the only time we've heard Austin has had his last match. He's retired. His neck is not going to hold up and he's done and finished in the ring.
Well, he did say if it was to happen, it would have to be a Texas death match, and I think I'm our resident death match expert here. I feel like their kind of death match is not the same as a normal death match. I don't think there would be any playing glasses or any. I think it's Stone Cold actually calling. Yes. Yeah, like you said, the potential. I just blabbered on because I was distracted for ages.
The Texas Death Match. We're being distracted here.
Yeah.
The Texas Death Match. God, I've just completely forgotten.
The Texas Death Match. Does it have potential to happen, the match? What's a Texas death match? It's a WWE death match, because back in the day they used to do like Greek death matches and stuff like that.
No, we need to look this up. Texas death match is not a...
Of course, well, it's got a potential to happen. Anything that's got dollar bill signs on it has got a potential to
would
happen.
It sell?
Of course it'd sell.
What about... Well, there's been a lot of dream matches that have just sort of flopped.
Goldberg versus Lesnar.
Yeah, that was the one I was going to say.
No, that's not what you're asking. You're saying, would it sell?
That's
of course
true.
It'd sell. Would the match be any good is a completely different question.
Well, look, at $9.99, I think it's going to sell anyway.
Yeah.
No, but...
Here we go. Just out of interest, the Texas Death Match is a wrestling match similar to a Last Man Standing match. The only difference being you must be pinned, then a count to 10 is initiated.
Oh, okay.
So you've got to be pinned.
It's not even a death match. Like, why are they?
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's why I was thinking. No, Texas death match is very different from your run of the mill death match. I don't exactly see a CZW style match between Lesnar and
very Stone disappointing
Cold taking place at Mania. Yeah.
No light
in the PG era. But look, yeah. I mean, if they were to put that on a WrestleMania card, I mean, it would be a huge draw. It wouldn't matter who you had Austin against.
Yeah.
People would tune in just to see Austin in the ring for the first time in, yeah, God knows how many years.
Yeah.
I mean, we had Shawn Michaels had ended his career after WrestleMania 15, I think it was, due to a back injury, and everyone was absolutely certain he was done, finished, and no one expected to see him back in the ring. He returned and went on to have some of the absolute best matches of his career for a number of years afterwards. I don't think Austin would possibly be in the same boat where he's looking at a second wind for his career and perhaps picking up where he left off, but if he's got one more match in him, look, he's going to do it at WrestleMania. He's going to do it on the biggest possible stage to be seen by as many people as possible against a top opponent. He's not coming back to have a dark match before Raw against Zack Ryder.
Yeah.
He's going to have a
big, no, I think he should do it the proper way. Match. Yeah. Work his way back through NXT. like a young rookie he is.
Change his name.
Cone Stone. I don't know what that
Chili
was.
Chili McCree, yeah. I believe, was one of the options he was given when he first started.
Do you think he would do something cool like change his ring attire completely?
I hope not.
Oh. Like he wouldn't wear like pink frizzly pants or something?
Okay, at most he might wrestle a la Bret Hart in like, you know, the pair of jeans, which for Austin is, you know, not even that far removed from what he was often wearing anyway.
He's still a fit dude.
Yeah, I mean, the guy looks in awesome shape.
He's just gone through his knee surgeries not that long ago, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's been in movies a lot, and the guy is in awesome shape in terms of appearance. But, you know, being able to star in a movie where you've got a stuntman and as many takes as you want is obviously a very different ballgame from stepping into the ring at WrestleMania, and once it's go time, you've got to get through an entire match in one take. He may not have that in him anymore. God, it'd be great if he did.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, moving on to the second question. Do you think now, because we're in the second screen experience generation, that like we're going to see matches more announced on things like this?
I think we've already started to see a bit with the dawn of the WWE Network. That WWE
and the app
is taking,
and all that sort of stuff, yeah.
Yeah, they're taking a few more chances to perhaps step outside the norm, which for a couple of years was always just, you know, Raw was the A-show. Everything had to go through Raw. Everything happened on Raw. And look, these days, you know, if they do something on the app, if they do something on the network and it's worth noting, it'll get replayed on Raw, so everyone will see it eventually. But making these sorts of things happen first off on other shows, other media that they've got available, will only serve to encourage people to actually look at these sorts of things. Pay attention to these podcasts when they're on the network. Pay attention to the shows that aren't Raw.
It's good marketing, yeah.
Yeah, it gets people to actually pay attention to this stuff, because I'll be the first to admit, I usually wouldn't bother to tune into anything except Raw.
That is still...
For the purpose of research for this show, I usually make sure I at least watch Raw.
Yeah.
Like I say, you know, you know that anything significant will get replayed on there eventually.
Yep.
But, you know, it gets people tuning into these other things. If I knew that maybe there would be something worthwhile watching on SmackDown occasionally, I might watch it.
What about, like, Tout? when that was a thing?
Doubt.
How's that been?
Doubt it out, guys. Yeah, send videos.
Stone Cold was like, I'm challenging you, Brock Lesnar, and it cuts out after like the 9 second mark.
I'm going to return to, and then he just never gets his date out, and then no one shows up. And
exactly.
Does WWE have Snapchat? That's what I want.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
I've got no idea.
I think they do. I'm pretty sure they do.
Got Instagram. I follow them on Instagram. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they do, and I used to have them on Snapchat, but then they would like make spoilers and stuff like that, and it would ruin everything.
Kept sending you nudes and stuff.
Yeah. They'd be like, don't screenshot. Do what I want. Screw you, WWE. In the past year, we have, if we take a look at some WWE jobbers who have been released, we tend to see them making more of an impact on the indies than we do in WWE. For example, people like Trent Barreto, Evan Bourne, Colt Cabana, and Chris Hero have all had a chance in WWE, and because of one reason or another, it hasn't worked out. We have gathered interviews from people that seem to fall into this category. Let's take a quick listen.
I'm here to wrestle, man. That's what I do. And this is the place to do it, you know? WrestleMania weekend.
And who are you taking on? Who's going to be Trent's unfortunate victim?
I'm taking on Alex Reynolds, who I've known for, I want to say like 7 or 8 years. When he started in NYWC, I was in NYWC already, so... he's really getting better over the years, and like I don't think I've ever wrestled him in a singles match, so I'm really looking forward to it, you know?
And for fans, I've heard of him. What makes him so special, and why'd you pick him to face off at WrestleMania weekend?
Well, I didn't pick him. The bookers did.
Well, why are you excited to face him?
Because he's good, man. He's going to challenge me in this battle, you know?
I know what you're saying. Now, besides Pro Wrestling Syndicate, what have you been doing since UFWWE?
I've been wrestling. I've been going to the beach a lot. I got that Hulk Hogan hot dog skin tan going on. This guy's going to buy some pictures from me. But no, I've just been doing whatever and wrestling wherever I can. I'm still got my 90 days with WWE going on. So after that, we'll see where I end up, you know?
Great. And just wondering, where has Kaelin Croft been?
Kaelin Croft is an elementary school art teacher. But... I talked to him, and there's a chance this summer there may be a Dude Buster reunion. I don't know where it's going to be, but he's open to it.
You're one of the best free agents that's out here right now. I mean, you go all around the world. Do you get tired of the travel schedule? Do you love it? You know, what's coming up next for Colt Cabana?
No, I never get tired of it. I'm an independent contractor. I do my own thing. I call my own shots. I have friends that can do whatever they want, like Cliff over here. I thought he was going to interrupt. So, no, it doesn't get tiresome because I have nobody yelling at me. I have nobody telling me what to do. I have nobody hurting my levels of creativity or whatever it might be. So it's just always an adventure. Like, it's a straight-up adventure. And, you know, I got so much stuff always happening. ColtCabana.com. See my upcoming appearances. Listen to my podcast that broke the internet, Art of Wrestling on iTunes. And buy some merch here or ColtMerch.com, you know?
I was going to ask you about breaking the internet. CM Punk, man. Awesome. You know, now he's able to talk. How does it feel that he did it on your podcast? I know you guys have been friends for a long time, but...
All I care about is that he did it, and I'm glad that he got the opportunity to do it. Doesn't matter if it was mine, or it doesn't matter if it's on the news or whatever, but he got to do it. That's what's most important to me. And, it happened this weekend. This was the next show afterwards, so it's kind of cool that I'm hearing all the reactions straight from the mouths because there's so many wrestling fans here. But to me, it's not about my show. It's not about whose show. It's about that he... got to get that off his chest, and it was very therapeutic, and I feel really good for him that he could do that.
Well, first and foremost, it's been some time now. Of course, you left WWE and so forth. What have you been up to?
Well, since I left WWE, I've been wrestling in Japan, Europe, England, and now I'm wrestling really frequently with Ring of Honor. I recently wrestled for the Ring of Honor World Television title on pay-per-view. I came up a little short on that, but needless to say, I've been extremely busy, and I've been loving life.
Since you left the E, what are some of the things that you noticed, some of the talent that was outside of WWE that you weren't aware of? What are some of the surprises?
Well, I'll be honest, there weren't really surprises because I pay attention to the wrestling industry. I've always been somebody who's always wants to be on top of who are the next up-and-coming guys, who's innovating, who's creating, who's using their imagination with what they're doing. And getting to work with these guys firsthand is so much better than just watching them on tape. Because then I really know, is this guy live up to the reputation that he has, because the only way to really know is when you get in there and one-on-one wrestle with these guys. And I found that there is a wealth of talent here on the independent scene, and a lot of guys that I'm excited to wrestle for the first time, and a lot of guys I'm excited to wrestle for the first time in 8 or 10 years. And that's a whole other side of things, is that these guys that I'm working with now, the guys that the Briscoe brothers, Roderick Strong, these guys that have been in Ring of Honor for the last 10 years building this company up, they've been killing it. And I'm walking back in, and now we got to go toe-to-toe one more time. And as friends and guys that are competing, there's going to be an ego game, and that what steps up the competition each match and each show. The competition gets higher and higher, and that's what I like about this, is it's kind of that one-upsmanship game we're playing.
Yeah, so my point being with those is, like, they might necessarily have not made, like, a crazy awesome point in those, but if you listen to what they're saying, they just sound happy and, like, positive because they're doing what they want. And
yeah.
Colt made the really good point. Is like, he's got no one yelling at him. He's just does his own thing.
Like, yeah, free-range wrestlers.
He's an independent contractor, right. Yeah. But yeah, so that's posing the question, is it better to be a WWE jobber or a big indie name star? Big name indie star.
What do you want out of wrestling?
Yeah.
Let's see it. Well, Kurt Hawkins made a pretty good point on the last Art of Wrestling podcast. It was he was thinking about kind of quitting WWE for a while, asking for his release, and someone said to him, well, you can't really hit a home run unless you're on the team. And, yep, like, he said to himself, it could have been so easy. Like, Vince could have just walked straight past and be like, hey, we need someone who looks like you to wrestle John Cena in the main event for the next 8 months.
Yeah. You could stumble across some little funny saying, randomly teamed up with someone, and you just click on Raw, and then following week, the crowd have got signs begging to see that team again. Yep. Before you know it, you know, you've developed into something that is over. And organically, it might not even be that, creative have necessarily picked something. You know, you might just do something that gets over, and all of a sudden creative run with it, and you become a big star just like that. And that's a good point, actually. You know, if you're not there in WWE,
you can't hit the home run if you're not there.
That chance is never going to present itself. You know, WWE creative is never going to go out to some random indie show in the middle of nowhere and see some guy, no matter how much of a big star he might be, and go, that guy's got it, bring him to Raw and we're gonna push him.
You could sort of almost put it in perspective for the layperson by saying, are you happy in your job? Are you happy with this salary that pays your bills, or would you rather go looking elsewhere and doing what you want to do for less money?
And to be honest, look, I'd do some horrible, terrible jobs if I was getting paid a hell of a lot of money to do it.
Would you be happy, you know, carrying on doing what you're doing for a salary, or do you want to buy a tinny and go up the Murray with your dog? You know, I'm just putting it out there.
No, it is a good point, though. But then if you take a look at being a huge indie star, like Colt said, he's an independent contractor. He does his own thing. So I think, again, it's also a double-edged sword. It sort of depends on the position you're in.
Yep.
I'm sure Colt Cabana is probably...
He's huge on his gimmick, though. He wants to do what he wants to do. He doesn't want to be told, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And that's it. So, what do you want out of wrestling? Because to some guys, it is art. It is something that their character is something that they develop. They want to develop themselves. Their merchandising is something that they want to have control over. Yep. And, when you're in WWE, you don't get that option. Yeah. You are given a script. You don't have any control over your merchandise. Yep. You often don't have much control over your image. Yep. You are playing a character and everything's done for you. If you're an artist, I mean, it's the same as like a musician. You know, you could probably make a fortune playing in a cover band. It's a hell of a lot of hard work to actually write your own songs and get people to listen to your own songs. But if you're an artist and that's what you want to do, well, you will probably take less money to do that thing that is so important to you.
Mm.
And either one, I mean, it really just comes down to the individual, I think, you know. Because there are pros and cons to both sides, and you know, if you do particularly well as a huge indie star, you'll have that creative freedom. You can still be a huge name. You know, guys like Colt Cabana, he probably spent, you know, only a very short stint in WWE, which barely anyone would remember him for.
Yeah,
but everyone knows Colt Cabana because he's done so well on the indies. And then, like we were saying, you know, if you're not in WWE, you'll never be remembered, because that opportunity will never come. You'll never be remembered as a WWE guy unless you're there.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the number of people you could go up to America and say, what do you think of Scotty Goldman? They'll be, who? You know, and they'd say, Colt Cabana. Oh, Colt Cabana.
Recently, Vince Russo has claimed that wrestling has peaked, pretty much that's all he said. He said that wrestling will never be the same again. Not as many people ever tune in, ever tune into Raw or SmackDown or any wrestling. Do you think Vince Russo is right, or do you think he's being salty because he's not a part of it anymore?
That's probably a big part of it.
Yeah.
At the same time, I mean, he's probably right in that we're in a generation now where you've got so many more entertainment options, don't you?
Mm.
Like, you know, you've got your Netflix, you've got pay TV's probably
that's slowly, going out the window. Yeah.
Dying.
You got your Video Easy, your pay TV,
Blockbuster,
your dial-up internet,
5 weeklies for $10. That's your competition these days, WWE. Lift your game. Blockbuster have some stellar deals on at the moment on the VHSs.
Yeah, but do you think it's all? Yeah, do you think it's Vince Russo just being like, "Well, I'm not a part of this anymore, so it's crap." Like, is that his ego?
If his take on it is that wrestling is not doing as well these days, I think he's wrong.
There is a lot of truth to what he's saying, because obviously they're not making the same amount of numbers as they were back in like the Attitude Era or anything like that. But it's also got its own niche now. I think fans are more diehard than what they were back then, because I think they sort of capitalized on the casual fan back in like the Attitude Era where everyone watched it. But now, like, you talk to pretty much any wrestling fan and they know, like, any Japanese wrestler's family's heritage, something like that, where everyone's a lot more diehard than what they were back in the day.
I think the way forward for WWE is to cater to their diehard fans.
Mm.
I don't think you will probably see anything that in entertainment in general that is going to have that mainstream appeal anymore, because all TV shows, even the popular ones, even popular movies these days, don't tend to have that same sort of broad, wide appeal because there's just so many options out there. Wrestling is only one of many things that is probably going through the same sort of change. A lot of sports, a lot of forms of entertainment have the same thing. So that's where he's kind of right, but that's not because wrestling's doing badly. That's just the changing face of entertainment in general, which is going to affect everyone, not just wrestling. If he thinks that wrestling is peaked and wrestling will never do as well as it ever has done before, no, wrestling has always changed. And it'll continue to change. And I don't think WWE or wrestling in general looks like it's fading in any way.
Yeah,
so Vince absolutely. Russo's just being a bitter old man because he's not involved anymore.
Well, Vince Russo, if you've got something to say, give us a call on...
Stop being a dick, Vince.
Give us a call on 9919-8089. We're going to take our last break and we'll be back after this. After this, we'll be announcing our special guest for next week, which is going to be a huge, crazy, awesome episode. Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe, Rosenberg's H-bomb, Sugar Ray, Panmunjom, John Randall, the King and I, and the Catcher in the Rye, Eisenhower vaccine, England's got a new queen, Marciano Liberace, Santa Anna, goodbye. We didn't start the fire, it was always burning since the world's been turning.
was fed. AIDS crack, burning gets hypodermics on the shore. China's under martial law. Rock and roll a cola wars. I can't take it anymore.
And you're listening to Covering the Canvas on 88.9 WinFM.
If you like what you're hearing and want to be a part of WinFM, then the WinFM Training School is for you. We are seeking interested people who have exciting new program ideas which cater for the needs of our local community. Our training courses are designed to prepare you to present your choice of program at WinFM Community Radio. If you are interested in presenting a program, email training@winfm.org.au or contact the secretary by mail at PO Box 155, Werribee 3030.
It's never easy when there's a loss in the family. You can't help wondering who'll be next. One way you can fight cancer is by remembering the Cancer Council in your will.
This was your grand's favourite spot, and these were her favourite flowers. Do you know what they're called?
Save a life by leaving money for cancer research and support. Contact the Cancer Council Victoria for your free kit on how to make a will. Call 1300 656585.
To hear some awesome independent music with a big focus on Aussie tunes, join me, Julia, on Strum a Note. I'll play you some killer rock, folk, everything in between, with a new Aussie band being featured every week. Strum a Note, Mondays at 5 p.m. on 88.9 WinFM, the sound of the West.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is JXT, one half of the coolest tag team in professional wrestling, the XWO, the Extreme World Order, and you're listening to Covering the Canvas.
88.9 Win FM. That was Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon. It is 4 minutes to nine, and you're listening to Covering the Canvas. Give us a call on 9919 8089. Make sure you stay tuned after 9 o'clock for the Open Closet with Neil and Dave. Shane, next week we have one of our biggest guests to date.
I would venture to say it is possibly going to be one of the shows of Covering the Canvas you do not want to miss.
It's going to be mad.
It will be fantastic. We have one of Melbourne Wrestling's Australian Wrestling's best stars in the studio, live, the Mad Bastard, Crackerjack, will be here on Covering the Canvas.
Next week, 8 o'clock.
Do not miss it, because he's entertaining, I've noticed.
Crackerjack will be here. This is going to be a huge episode. It's going to be awesome.
He's great on the mic, and we have four of them.
We do.
So I have bribed him to be here next week. It should be a good one.
He is coming down to beautiful Werribee. Make sure you stay tuned after 9 o'clock for the Open Closet. We will be back next week, 8 o'clock, 88.9 Win FM with Crackerjack.